years of suspense.
I can show you my passport if you like.
I'm only the caretaker. My orders are to open the gate at 7 o'clock every morning.
Look, I'm an American citizen. I'm in trouble. The embassy means sanctuary for me. You've got to let me in.
I'm sorry. You'll have to come at 7 in the morning.
Well, this gate's not the only way in.
Yeah, don't try to climb the wall. There's broken glass.
Yeah, so I found out.
Back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Sanctuary.
Major Duval speaking. Ah, yes, Your Excellency. And yes, he was seen at the American Embassy. And no, he managed to elude my men for the time being. Of course, Your Excellency. Every member of the secret police will be searching for him. Yes, I realize it is of the utmost importance that this American be captured. 10,000 kroner? Yes, Your Excellency. I will inform my men of the reward immediately. 10,000 kroner, dead or alive.
Man, would you like to use a gun?
I've got one in my pocket.
I do not think you have. I'm sorry.
Honey, now, look, lady. I've got evidence that'll show the world just what your dictator, the great Sebastian. I can show the world what he really is.
And what is he?
He's a gangster. A gangster who's made a deal with even bigger gangsters.
There are many others in this country who already suspect.
Yeah, but Sebastian denies it. He says he's a great patriot, but he's only got the interest of his country at heart. And the truth is, he's selling you out.
And you have proof of it?
Yeah.
What kind of proof?
Why should I tell you?
Because I do not like the secret police or Sebastian any more than you do.
Open the door! Police!
Mussolini.
You're safe. I won't hurt you.
Yes. I want to help you.
Oh.
The window. Let's
come.
Let's be quiet.
Yeah. I dropped down that far, I'd kill myself.
Do not mean you for the drop. If the window any more, I think it's not.
Yeah, now what?
Just unlock the door. Before I let them in, think for a minute. It's heading to fight your fingers.
Yeah, how long do you think I can hang there?
It's only two.
Yeah. You know, I'd feel awful bad if you double-crossed me.
You can depend on me.
I sure hope so.
Open the door, police!
Just one minute.
The knife. It's on the floor.
How do you open this door?
I am coming now.
You took a long time opening the door.
I was asleep and I had to get my rope. Are you looking for Captain?
A foreign spy. Men, search his apartment. Now, I'll injure it.
You're coming on.
You're coming.
I do hope you're not angry with me, Captain.
We have a reason to be. You should put on your door immediately when the police call.
I know, but that's a worse friend of you, Galant.
Galant? Galant? What is your name?
Sylvia Jessup.
Sylvia Jessup. How long have you been in this neighborhood?
7 months.
Yes, 7 months. It is not a very nice apartment for a girl as pretty as you. There's a draft coming through that open window.
I will sleep with the window open.
What? You will catch a cold on a night such as this. You call me Galant, Sylvia. I must prove it now by closing the window for you.
But, Captain, wait.
Yes?
You'll be going soon, sir. I must make the best of my time. A moment ago, you said this was not a very nice apartment for Garrett. Pretty, isn't it?
That is right. It isn't.
But how can I do better? Perhaps you can offer a suggestion, Captain.
Yes, I can. I could arrange a nice job for you in my headquarters.
Oh, I would be so grateful, Captain.
Where can I meet you tomorrow? We can talk it over at dinner.
Call for me.
Very well.
Seven.
Another window.
Yes, let's see if I can clarify, Captain.
Good.
To the next apartment, man.
Yeah, Captain.
Well, Sylvia, what is it?
Couldn't you come in, please?
Oh, my darling. Yes. It's six.
Good night, my handsome Captain.
Good night, my dear.
I've got only one plan. We get to the American Embassy after the gates open at 7.
Once inside the embassy comes, you're safe.
Yeah. Now I'd better get out of here.
No.
I don't want to get you in any trouble. You look wonderful. You... Look, if that captain had come over close to the window...
He would see you?
Here. He did a good job of acting. Hey, tell me, was he handsome?
He's an ugly peep.
Now, because of me, you're stuck with him.
I will not be here when he arrives. I will move away in the morning.
Yeah, but if he gets mad enough, he'll be able to trace you.
I'm not worried.
Look, if I get out of this, I want to do something to you, to show you how grateful I am.
When you expose our dictator Sebastian to the world, that will more than repay me for the help I give
you. You'll be exposed, all right.
Oh, it has been attempted before, you know.
Oh, yeah. The other reporters didn't have pictures to prove their stories. Yeah, a movie film. After what you've done to me, Sylvia, I figure you deserve to know what this is all about.
You would rather not tell me.
No, I won't tell.
The other day, I got into the grounds of Sebastian's city home.
How did you do that? I heard stories of savage dogs guarding Sebastian's home.
Oh, yeah, the stories are true.
But how did you get past him?
Innocent hamburger meat, I mixed a heavy dose of drugs. So the dogs had a nice sleep while I snooped around.
Oh.
It was my lucky day. Sebastian was in the garden, and he wasn't alone. Markov was with him.
Markov?
Yeah, the foreign minister for that other nation of gangsters. The nation Sebastian said he wouldn't have a thing to do with. Sebastian and Markov were very friendly, and I've got 100 feet of film to prove it. Trouble is, Sebastian saw me. That's why I'm on the run.
Sebastian knows your person?
He makes it his business to know every important foreign newspaper man, especially Americans and Englishmen.
Oh, no wonder the police are here. And all your feelings on Sebastian and Markov together.
International dynamite.
Do you have the film with you?
No. No, I hid it.
In a safe place, sir.
Safe enough. Well,
just a moment, we return with our story, Sanctuary.
Somebody's been standing out there listening. We'll go together. Somebody is out there. Whatever he heard, it's too much. And now you're in it, too. Come on, grab your coat and let's get out of here. I guaranteed you and asked the ambassador to arrange a wedding.
You would marry me?
That would be one of the reasons.
You know me less than an hour.
Well, we could get acquainted later on.
Harry, marriage is a very important thing to me. I do not like it.
Okay, so you can have it or no, but I know one thing. I'm not going to leave you with Sebastian and this boy can get their hands on you. You took a chance saving me, Sylvia. I'm never going to forget it.
But don't ever mistake gratitude for love, Harry.
Yeah, well, right now, let's worry about getting out of this pickle, huh?
All right. There's a bus that goes to Manning. It's a lot of money in town, about 20 miles away.
And does the bus run all night?
Every hour. It leaves the central terminal 10 minutes to the hour, and arrives at Colbeck Street perhaps 15 minutes later.
Where's Colbeck Street?
Only 10 minutes walk from here.
It's 10 to 3 now.
Hey, about this car?
Yeah. Those streets are probably full of them.
Stopping directly across the street.
Examine every person you see.
Yes, Major.
Not going to be easy getting past him. Yeah, he's having himself a look around.
I
think
he's going to touch his pocket.
Yeah. It looks like you're right.
Down. Down flat. I'm going to walk behind this boy. Pretend you're asleep. Pretend you're not.
Okay.
Do it like this.
All right.
So.
I can see your face. I can.
Stand over side of
the The knife.
It has to be done.
Yeah. Well, it's a good exchange. Your knife for his revolver. Now let's catch that bus.
We'll be back in a minute with Peril and our story, Sanctuary.
So far, so good. Only two other passengers.
And we're single outside the city.
Yeah. It's almost too good to be true. And the driver's slowing down.
Look.
Roadblock. Keep your eye on those passengers.
Yes.
Driver.
Yeah?
This is a gun against the back of your neck, so push your foot down on that gas.
Push, you understand?
Yeah. Now right through that roadblock.
We made it. Keep going, driver.
Nothing, if you behave. Just walk across the road and into the woods. Keep walking. The three of you. If you stop, I'll start shooting.
Let's stop.
All right. Go on, get out.
What is on your mind?
Turn this bus around, go back about a mile or so, and drive into the woods.
And then?
Well, we're 6 miles from the outskirts of the city. If we try to get a ride in, we're sure to be picked up by the police. But if we walk through the woods...
It would be light soon. The woods go right to the suburbs. Getting that far would be easy, but there's still the trip from the city to the embassy. We don't have a trap ready.
We'll worry about that when we come to it. Everything's fine. Still the people scurrying around. They get up real early around here, don't they?
They're on their way to work.
Yeah. Their faces. Oh, they must hate their jobs. Don't they know how to smile?
What is there to smile about? Most of them will be working on ancient machines, breaking their backs to meet Sebastian's quarters.
Yeah. Sebastian's quarters. Things might be different. Might pictures get out?
Oh, I hope it is still when you left.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I. Sylvia, when are we going to see a car I can steal?
Only officials own cars.
Hey. Milk truck, the first auto I... Yeah.
What is it, Harry? What is that?
Nobody ever suspects a milkman, Sylvia. Come on. Get into the truck. Now, let's see about these gears.
Look,
all right, here we go.
Go!
You'll find your truck in front of the American Embassy, Fred. Get behind that seat, Sylvia. Streets and we're there.
But, Trevor, I cannot help seeing you have a trap.
Trapped? You mean right in front of the American Embassy?
Oh, Harry, they'll think of something. They have thought of something.
Yeah. Road repairs.
Hey, you can't drive through that. Look, the road is just torn up. stop the truck.
Huh?
What did I say?
My gun, you...
Slow down, Harry.
Major Devine, a man and a woman are walking from the mule truck. They're coming this way.
The woman fits the description we have, Sergeant.
And so does the man. Come here. Yeah. Major Devine, the girl has a gun.
Halt! I am Major Devine of the police.
I turn my prisoner over to you, Major.
So, this is the American, eh?
Yes.
And you?
When you make inquiries, Major, you will find that I am a special agent.
Well done. You led us a chase, American. And as you can see, you could never reach your embassy. We have the road torn up on both ends of this street. Repairs to the water pipe.
Yeah, very smart.
Over to the car. Come.
Leave your hands up there. Do not move for your guns are at foot.
Oh, no, you're coming with...
Watch the other one! I'll take the major, thanks! Oh. Come on, Sylvia, run! Stop there! Stop there!
All right, Major! Hold it, Sylvia.
Why would you stop?
The film. I left it on this wall last night.
Got it. You said to keep quick.
Sylvia, behind those trees. Yeah, these trees will give us protection. Besides, they wouldn't dare shoot us here in the embassy grounds. Nice work, Sylvia, but you sure had me scared for a few seconds when you pointed that gun at me.
I knew they'd have a trap.
You wonderful.
Look, the military's at the gate.
He's screaming war! War, do you hear me? War!
Well, they won't get me in the draft. I'll have a wife to support.
Harry.
What in the world is going on out there? Come on, Sylvia. Meet the American ambassador.
And that concludes tonight's Federal story, Sanctuary.